Hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family, all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at Aura.com/listen. That's Aura.com/listen.
Hey everybody, welcome to Beyond the Bell. I'm Andrew Zarin. Of course, I'm joined by Rich Stampolian in an undisclosed location.
It's virtual insanity, like that Jamiroquai song.
Now, you're an AI right now, right? You're not a real person.
I just want it for the record. I am the AI of Rich Stambolian taking his place. He's asleep right now in his comfortable bed.
Dude, we have some amazing technology here at the studio where we could have a AI version of Rich. And you, oh, there he goes. He's malfunctioning. Oh, no, sorry.
A lot to talk about today. Man, what a interesting couple days of pro wrestling. I gotta say, I have not enjoyed a WWE pay-per-view this much in a very long time. I thought that Elimination Chamber was fantastic. Probably the best women's Elimination Chamber match. I was trying to remember this, okay? On Sunday, and I was on Wrestling Observer Live that I host every single week, MG and I were trying to figure out, and this is a great question for this audience because we have a really smart audience here for this show. What would you say was the best Elimination Chamber match for the men's, if you were to rank it? Obviously, the first one, by default, is up there because we had never seen it, and that's the one that Shawn Michaels won.
Yes.
But outside of that, do you remember any other Elimination Chambers as being like, wow, that was unbelievable?
You know what? I think there are moments that pop into my head, and I think Goldberg was in an Elimination Chamber. Am I wrong about that?
There's one that he broke the glass, right? The plexi.
Right. There was a Goldberg one, and then there was an RVD moment.
But that like RVD moment,
from the top of the thing.
Yeah, and he killed Triple H. I think that was the Shawn Michaels match. That was the first one.
Okay, but that's like I really you know what? I'm giving us the excuse because there's so much pro wrestling. And I think you and I specifically, like, we've been doing this show for 14 years, 13 years, right?
Around there.
I think we've forgotten more wrestling than people remember, if that makes sense. Not to, like, toot our horns, like, we're awesome. We are awesome. But I think we've forgotten so much shit because there's just so much wrestling and we watch it all.
You know what was great? That the New Year's Revolution one, 2005.
2005 was good. Bray Wyatt winning in 2018 was good. That was fun. This was a good one. It was solid because I think also, like, again, I think, you know, they were catering to, with the men's chamber specifically, I think they were catering to, like, the veteran fans. You know, like,
well,
who
look
were your
who
last
was in
two
there.
Guys?
Yeah.
Yeah. Your last two guys were Punk and Cena, you know? And listen, like, say what you want. Those guys effing killed it, man. Like, that's how you do it, right?
Yeah, they did a great job. There's so much. And obviously, last night's Monday Night Raw, that CM Punk promo was probably up there. And if you were to rank his promos as a whole, it would definitely be up there. His best since coming back to WWE, best in years. I thought that was really impactful. It was a smart promo to do. They're really separating, you know, CM Punk and John Cena and The Rock. I mean, they're really working at this. Your video looks fantastic, by the way, today.
Thank you.
You look remarkable.
I like
the
that.
Sweetest boy in pro wrestling podcasting, Rich Stambolian.
America's cutest teenager.
America's
back, baby.
Cutest teenager is back. How do you want to begin this? Where do you want to go?
Let's talk about the chamber. I feel like there is nothing to complain about. We chatted briefly on Sunday. We hung out at our local bar and we bullshitted about it. We do talk about wrestling when we're not on the show. Let's go through the chamber. I feel like it was a tight show. There was nothing to complain about. Top to bottom, great event, right?
Yeah, fantastic. I thought that women's chamber match was awesome. Everything that they did was awesome. The story with Jade coming back and attacking Naomi. You know, why did she attack Naomi? Is Naomi actually the The attempted murderer.
Listen, that would be awesome.
Manslaughter. I want her to come out and do the I did it for The Rock. That's his mm-hmm. That's her father-in-law.
Exactly.
I mean, it's a perfect story.
I really, really enjoyed that. And, you know, like folks on the internet are saying that it's Bianca's doing all along. Like, she set up Naomi as a patsy, probably. But I don't know if it's going to get as complicated as that.
Are you saying like Sirhan? A patsy?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You want me to get into my Bobby Kennedy conspiracy theories on this show? I will. I have no problem with
that.
Can we take a
sidebar for 2 seconds?
Yeah.
You have to share that RFK thing to the masses that you sent me.
It's fascinating. It's really fascinating. People lose their minds. The whole thing is fascinating. I'm not getting political here at all. Okay.
No.
I never interject politics in what we do. No. I do find it fascinating. I do find
we both vote for mole people.
Yeah, that's all we do. That's how we vote. Just the mole party. That's it. The more
it's a write-in
mole
vote
people,
for the mole party.
Yeah,
the more write-in the vote. Mole people, the underground people. That's who we vote for.
Do you remember when they knocked on our door a couple of elections ago? They're like, "What is this mole party you keep voting for?" Because, you know, I'm 300 like, years old. I've been voting for them every year for 300 years.
great conspiracy theory.
Fascinating conspiracy. Fascinating. Mm-hmm. Harmless. It's a harmless conspiracy. Yes. I thought this was fantastic. I thought this chamber was fantastic. The women's match, you know, I think the conspiracy of who did it, I don't think it's going to be as simple as it's Naomi. It could be that it is Bianca, and Jay just couldn't get to Bianca because she was in the cell.
Mm-hmm.
In the cylinder, the pod.
But what a great moment too. Like, Jade looked unbelievable. Like, she came back looking strong as F, and it really added to the whole vibe of the show. Like, I thought this was a fantastic way to start the show.
Yeah, it set a great tone.
It set the tone for the show. It set the tone for the match. And also, yesterday, if you guys are on the internet or on X or whatever, Liv Morgan posted a picture of her after the match, and was all like bruised and battered.
I like that they I'm telling you, man, someone's gonna chop that hair off.
You think so?
It's building to it. I mean, especially if she's a heel and she's the one that did that to Jade. Mm-hmm. You know, have Jay just do it with the shears.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just pull it out of the trunks, hold it up big, and the crowd goes nuts.
Oh, well, here's a good question. MG, I think you should chime in on this too. When was the last time we saw like a hair versus hair match? Because I feel like that's right up Bianca's alley, right? Like, at some point.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know when the last time we saw one. I thought it was nice. I thought it was a good job. Mm-hmm. Very good start, you know, performance wise. Holy moly, Liv Morgan is so improved. You know, she's great. She's been great for a while, but you're really starting to see the comfort level, you know, and that's most of it. You know, you talk, I'm sure Sean talks to so many wrestlers and so many guys here at Fightful. They interview the wrestlers. And really, once you get comfortable in what you're doing, it doesn't, you know, just your overall performance just increases so much. Mm-hmm. And she's so comfortable in this role. She's a great heel. She's great with Dominic. She had a great story with Rhea that people were getting annoyed at one point. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was fantastic. Everybody in this match performed great. Bianca Belair defeated Liv Morgan, Alexa Bliss, Bayley, mm-hmm. Roxanne Perez via pinfall. Naomi was taken out, like we said, by Jade in the beginning. We'll get more information on that, I'm sure, soon.
I'm going to piggyback on what you said before about the comfort level of Liv Morgan. Talk about comfort. Roxanne Perez seems like she is perfectly in her element right now.
Her and Punk had matching trunks. They had matching gear. And Becky Lynch, Lynch posted alluding to something. So that's interesting. Lasciviously alluding to something.
Sunny days.
Oh, yeah, that was a Sunny Days. She pulled a Sunny Days there, dude. They're all Bret Hart. You know, when did this happen? I want to know. I want to pinpoint the exact year. And I brought this up to you. When did the Bret Hart kink in pro wrestling happen?
Everyone's a Bret Hart.
Everyone has some sort of Bret Hart paraphernalia.
Yeah.
I'm not knocking it. I'm all for it. But he's this exactly. guy.
Yeah.
He did a great this. You know, forget about the sharpshooter. Forget about the sharpshooter. Forget about that awesome atomic drop. Forget about those punches. This, everything to me.
I remember when I was a kid, my folks would have a barbecue for my birthday every year. And I remember as a kid, I got into an argument with my cousin, and my cousin, who is, I want to say, like maybe 15 years older than me, about how I was like, yo, man, I was a kid. I was like maybe like yeah. 9 or 10. Right. I was like, I think Tatanka is better than Bret Hart. And he lost his. I remember him vividly.
I thought
like
the same
losing
too.
His mind.
Yeah, I like the same too. I was a big Tatanka fan. Like, you want to talk about mid card guys like Savio Vega? Love him still. Tatanka, loved him.
Yeah, Tatanka.
I loved Adam Bomb the best.
Oh, dude, the best.
I mean, Adam. Who else was there?
Crush.
I loved Kona Crush. Yeah, I was a Crush. Duke the Dumpster Drosy fan.
Same here.
Okay, that's what we had, and that's what we were forced to like.
Isn't
because
that
you put the other
like,
channel
that's
on
what
as
we
a kid.
Had.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you put the other channel on. Okay, you put on TNT or your TBS, and you're watching WCW, and I'm like, oh, that's every one of my friends' drunk fathers.
Yep. Yeah.
Drunk, angry dads. Arn Anderson reminded me of my friend Joseph's drunk, angry father.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Terrifying.
Larry Zbyszko. Yeah.
Larry Zbyszko, your neighbor that yells at you.
Exactly. Yeah, too adult. It was always too adult for me. This is too adult. Like, give me Doink and Dink, and give me a Garbage Man, give me a Bashin' Booger.
I used to watch it because my grandmother was such a WCW fan. She loved Ric Flair. Mm. So she would put it on all the time on Saturdays, and she would like make me watch it with her before she watched boxing.
So let me ask you.
Yeah.
When Flair came over in the 90s, what was your reaction to it?
I knew who he was.
Okay.
I knew who he was because two things. One, my grandmother, right? Two, my father and I would drive down to, he would drive me to Roanoke, Virginia every summer.
Wow.
Okay. His best friend, Steve, lived there. Steve was not his real name. It's one of those. His name was Vega.
Okay.
But it became Steve somewhere in Virginia.
At some point, yeah.
And we would go down to Roanoke, and we would stop at like a rest stop or a gas station, and they would have the wrestling magazines. And one of the first times I ever saw Ric Flair was him on the cover of one of the wrestling magazines, and he was covered in blood, okay? Covered in blood. And next to him, it could have been another magazine. Let's just for story purposes say it's the same one. And next one was the Road Warriors. They were already in WWF at the time, but they had like the black spikes. Like they looked gnarly.
Yeah.
They were very S&M-ish. And I was I begged my father, can you buy me this porno magazine?
Well, now, what was your father's reaction to that?
And my father's like, "Don't tell your mom. I'm gonna buy this." And I was very disappointed because it was black and white inside. It wasn't a colored magazine inside. But I and then there was another one that we went, and it was like the big what if, like what if Hulk Hogan and it was Ric Flair, and it was like two of them on each side. And I was like, "Oh, what if?" Like I knew who Flair was, and then he showed up, and I felt so bad for that old man. Little did I know, he is Ric Flair's insane. His WWF run began at my age.
Yep.
He was 41
insane.
Years old.
Insane.
Or 42. Right? 41 like, or 42. Yeah. Insane.
It's really insane. Like, I remember in high school when Ric came back with the short hair. And I remember thinking, like, why are they messing with this 65-year-old man right now?
Yeah.
See, little did I know. Not 65.
Not 65.
At all.
Yeah. So that was my first memory of that. Anyway, let's go back to this.
Let's go back to this.
Yeah. Go.
I got to interrupt you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Phil Borgen in the chat says SummerSlam 2020 was the last hair versus hair match.
Mandy
Rose
Sonya.
Versus Sonya. Okay. So 5 years has gone by.
Did they? MG, find it. Find out if that what happened with that.
Yeah. MG, yeah.
And stop Get touching your it. Microphone. No, you guys can't hear it, but I just hear him messing around with things in my ears.
It sounds like he's operating a crane from our oral perspective.
Yeah. Trish Stratus, Tiffany Shen. Again, this was great. Liv Morgan had gnarly bruises all over her. I mean, she posted a photo on Instagram, and she's just covered in bruises. So that match is very unforgiving. Mm-hmm. And they made it a lot better. Remember the greats? They had like greats everywhere. They made it a lot better. Trish Stratus, Tiffany Stratton defeated Nia Jax, Candice LeRae. This was fine. This was a fun match. You know, the big thing here was it was displaying how great Tiffany is, and Trish was helping her there. It is interesting that during Trish's run, right, when Nia and Trish were going at back and forth, it was interesting because Trish has not really worked with anybody that size.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was interesting to see that because at the time, you know, they weren't really going for the diversity in characters when Trish was, you know, at the top of her run. Everybody, you know, they were doing the diva search and everybody was modelish.
Everybody looked the same.
everybody really did look the same. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Unsanctioned match. This was incredible. Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn. What did you think of this?
I loved it. I love the lead up going into it. We talked about this on Mad Men, our other show on Friday, how like I feel like whenever they get together, even when from back in Ring of Honor, it would always take my breath away, you know, where like these guys have such amazing chemistry with each other. And like you said the other day, we have never gotten such a long-term feud where two people are so interconnected like they have been.
Yeah. I mean, their entire lives they've been married, you know, and you would imagine like we spoke about this, like how many times did we see Randy Orton and John Cena and it was like the last time, you know, like time we watch it, it never resonated like this. This is two people that know each other so freaking well. It was incredible. Essentially Owens, Owens won.
Yeah.
With an apron via an apron power bomb. And they kept attacking him. Talking about Randy Orton. Here comes Randy Orton. And you had the best joke in our boys chat. He's 2 inches bigger every time. In every direction. Every return for Randy Orton. He just gets taller and wider. This dude is humongous. Humongous.
I said the other day. Oh, okay.
Put this up. Yeah, you can take this.
What do we have here? Two best heel turns, in my opinion, Cena at Elimination Chamber 25 and Hogan at Bash at the Beach, forming the NWO. Any you want to add?
Huh. You know, Austin's heel turn.
Seth turning on Shield. Yeah.
Seth turning on Shield was a big deal. I think this was up there. I don't know if it's, you know, we'll know if this is Hogan level NWO turn after a little bit of time. I'm going to let this cook a little bit because this is humongous. If you've been a wrestling fan for the last 20 years,
right,
you have wanted this. You wanted this 20 years ago in 2005, 2006, 2007. You know, we've wanted a heel John Cena, and now we got it. We're going to get to it, though. The unsanctioned match was great, but here it is. Men's Elimination Chamber. John Cena, CM Punk, Drew McIntyre, Logan Paul, Damian Priest, Seth Rollins. The match ended where John Cena won via ref stoppage to a STFU. It was a sleeper STFU on Punk. The big story here is Punk was taken out, essentially. He was knocked out by the stomp by Seth Rollins. Cena drags him back in, puts him in the STFU. And that was it.
Mm-hmm. Listen, great ending.
Great ending.
Did you see it ending any other way?
I knew, you know, it's interesting because I was always under the impression that Cena was winning. I didn't know Same how. And to be honest, the way they did this wouldn't have mattered. The stuff that they did afterwards, it still wouldn't have mattered because the match was so good. Like, I think minus that great ending, the great end segment, the match itself would have still been a really good, this would have been a great pay-per-view.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Now, elaborate on that. Elaborate on what you mean by it didn't matter how Cena won.
Sometimes you watch the show, like the tone of the show was positive. And I think people were on a high here. And I think the performances between the women's elimination chamber match, you know, the tag match was fine. No problem there. But the but the Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn match going into the main event, it was boom, boom, boom. And people were happy and they kind of wanted Cena to win this. I think this was one of the first times where you would have these, you know, CM Punk could have won this too and main evented, but would it have made more sense than John Cena? No. And I think a lot of people recognize that and they wanted Cena to win. Now, the end segment solidified this where Cody comes out, right?
Poor
Cena's
Cody.
The number one contender. Poor Cody, man. Cody comes out. Cena's the number one contender. They do a back and forth. They shake hands. And here comes Dwayne with Travis Scott. Travis is saging himself. Is that his thing now? Is that what he does? Or was this like a new thing?
I have no idea.
Someone that's a little bit younger than us could explain why Travis Scott was saging himself.
Younger than us?
A little younger than us. Someone that's a little younger could do it.
We're both beautiful teens.
We are beautiful teens. I'm 14 years old, guys.
Beautiful, barely legal teens.
That's what I put on my resume.
Barely
with my photo, and then my photo there too. It's with my photo. It's not weird. I had a photo of me. It's this face. So Cody comes out. Rock comes out with Travis Scott. Dwayne is bigger than ever. That man is not from this planet. He's an immortal.
So let me stop you right there.
Yeah.
This is going to be a controversial statement, and I said it to you the other day. As far as pro wrestling goes, I think you and I are of the same mindset, and I'm just going to say it this way. Give me Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire.
Give me Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire. Yes, I agree with
you. The fact that Randy Orton was jacked, like the jackedest person on the planet, hell yeah. The fact that The Rock looks like he's from another dimension, hell yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. I like that. Listen, man, you need cartoons. And you know, that's what we
think we were spoiled. Exactly. We were spoiled
by anabolic steroids. Yeah.
Yeah, we were spoiled by anabolic steroids. Like, look at the stuff. Look at the wrestling from the 80s and look at those people. And good God, they all look like they were from Dimension X.
Yeah. I mean, you know my background. You know my family's background, bodybuilding.
Yeah, absolutely.
Growing up, every Saturday, my father would work out like a freaking lunatic, then scream
in the
garage.
Your dad's a body guy.
He is a body guy. And then he would just scream in the garage for like 45 minutes in rage. Mm-hmm. It was perfect. And then he'd come inside. Totally normal. Totally normal.
Normal adult upbringing.
Yeah.
I think that is the Armenian dad thing. And it's
just
really nuts.
Go in the garage and just scream.
I remember when I was a kid, my dad set up a boxing match between me and the neighbor's kid. We were the same age.
Yeah, my father would do that with my cousins.
And I lost, and my dad didn't talk to me for like 3 days.
Yeah, very normal. Very normal. Don't tell me it's not normal. That's the childhood we had.
Still ridiculous. Anyway.
I would have pose downs, dude. We've talked about this on Mat Men. Every Thanksgiving, my grandfather and my father and my uncle would stand there and tell me to show off my calf muscles because I got great calves.
Isn't that
And
nuts?
I would like flex, and I would do like the bodybuilding flex, like, you know, when you loosen it a little and then you tighten. I would do like the whole pose down. I put that on my resume too, by the way.
Totally normal.
Yeah, totally normal. And I write, totally normal, nothing weird here.
Totally normal, nothing weird.
So Cody, The Rock comes out. And he's like, listen, I want your soul. You'll be made forever. You'll be made an immortal if you give me your soul. And Rhodes comes out, you know, he grabs a mic. He's like, listen, I've given my soul. I gave it away a long time ago. And The Rock is smiling, goes, to the fans, I gave it to them. And Rock, you go F yourself.
Yeah, wild.
Wild. Wild. Crowd lost it. Cena's celebrating, goes to give him a hug. Dwayne gives him that weird signal. I don't know what that was.
He was like, pop, 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 pop.
I don't know. I've never seen anyone do this. What was this? That man has never put up a gang sign in his life.
Does that mean there's a third man? I think people were looking into that.
Well, because that's what it is. Like, who's the third man? And I tweeted that as, you know, kind of half joking, but really, who's the third man? Because if you are building this, I will there be another turn? Like with Cena, for example, Punk and Cena, right? Punk went really hard at Cena. What a swerve that is, bro.
Yeah.
If at WrestleMania, Punk is the one that cost Cody the title.
Oh, man. That would be wild.
I don't know. It'd be wild. Fun stuff.
Well, how big? So, you know, this is where we kind of get into the minutia of watching professional wrestling as a lifelong fan, right? Where you immediately think NWO vibes, right?
Yeah.
Now,
well, yeah, I mean, by default, right? By default, whenever there's like a heel, like a heel mega group or a turn like this, that's the automatic default that we go to, for sure.
Now, talk about like who would make this the ultimate heel mega group, the third man being CM Punk.
Yeah, that would be
is just fantasy booking of holy shit, you have Dwayne The Rock Johnson, you got John Cena, and you got CM Punk as the trio of the biggest, baddest MFers on the planet. Like, I would personally love that. But, you know, maybe it's not going to happen.
Maybe it's not going to happen. But, I mean, you could do the two-man power trip again with a heel Cena and a heel Punk going for the tag titles, and they go for the IC title. I mean, you could do that whole thing again. And I have no problem with it. I think it would be fascinating to see that. It just to think about, right? Cena wins a world title. They win the tag titles together.
Yeah.
Punk wins the IC title or the US, whatever you want to give them. I think that's interesting. I think that's something. You know, you have to think of appointment television.
Yes.
Right? That's how I'm looking at this. Is this appointment television? I'll tell you what, last night's Monday Night Raw was appointment television. From beginning to end, how they began that show and how they ended that show, they made you, and if you didn't catch that show, you saw the clips, you said, oh, crap, I'm missing this. I'm missing this. I got to turn the TV on. They were able to do that last night. I can't remember the last time they were able to do that without it being like Dwayne showing up, you know, without it being Austin showing up or The Undertaker. They relied on their talent to tell a captivating story of what the hell happened on Saturday.
It created the FOMO that people used to have with pro wrestling, you know? And I've gotten, I'm sure you too, like I got several texts from friends who are kind of like, not fair weather fans, but like, they're not in it as much as we are, right? Saying, yo, holy shit, I got to watch on Monday. I got to see what's happening. I think that's a wonderful thing. I think that, you know, like, this is how many years in the making? And they leaned into it finally? Like, none of it, like, we didn't even think about a Cena heel turn.
Oh, well, our producer has left the building, ladies and gentlemen, and I don't think you guys.
Why does he keep leaving? like, the third time he got up.
He gets very upset with us during the show, and he has to go, and he just bites his fist. This is 20 years in the making. Absolutely.
20 years in the making. We have a super chat here from Marco Dominguez. I'd buy Roman or Orton as the third man. Orton as the third man? I'd be okay with that, too. I would also love, I think we talked about this, you and I talked about this, night one WrestleMania main event, Cena and Rock versus Punk and Cody.
Cena and Rock versus Punk and Cody. I don't know if they're going to make everybody go double duty, though. I don't know.
They did last year.
They did, and it worked. I don't know. There's so many different elements.
We're getting a lot of Armenia love in the chat room.
Are we?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Look at this.
Brian Michael Smith, Armenia, and a bunch of Armenian flags.
Isn't that the Colombian flag?
Nah, it's the Armenian flag.
No, it's the same thing, almost. One is yellow.
Yeah.
One is orange.
Thanks, Brian Michael Smith.
Thank you. That was very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Support. one of the 80 things that I am. Let's go right into Raw here because this kind of continues this. So Punk comes out, angrily storming into the arena. He's super angry. He began to address his enemies.
Yeah. Yes.
He first called out The Rock and John Cena, saying that they would they should make a wish that they never cross paths with him. He also cursed like multiple times. He said bullshit. He called them bald frauds.
Yeah, so said, good.
I mean, he was, I'm telling you, dude, when this guy's motivated, right?
Yeah.
Remember we used to say this about him? That you could tell when he's not feeling it because the way he runs the ropes, he just doesn't give a shit. Like at the end of his WWE run, the first one, you could tell that this guy was just fighting. He was tormented. The mentors were flying in his head throughout that entire final year, except for when he was working with John Cena, because then he turned up the motivation. You could tell that he really enjoyed working with John. Look at this, dude. He's back. He's calling out John Cena. He's calling out The Rock. He called out Seth Rollins, said that Becky Lynch should come and get her man before he gets hurt. This brought out Seth Rollins, who runs directly to the ring, and they did one of the best brawls I have seen in that
great
company.
Great brawl, great pull apart. Yes, absolutely. Great brawl, great pull apart. Excuse me. Do you think the impetus backstage was, do a pipe bomb, but not a huge pipe bomb?
No, you know, I was told make it big. You know? I was told make it big.
Yeah, it was big. It was big. Yeah. Him yelling right at the camera was fantastic. You know, because
I like it when they look at the camera.
Same here. He's such a captivating speaker that blurs the line of professional wrestling and reality. Right, where I think very few people do that. You know, and also he doesn't give it a nod. Like a lot of folks do. You know what I mean? Like you believe it because he believes it, like you just said.
Yeah. Very, I mean, very, very good stuff. You know, and this is how wrestling shifts, right?
Yes.
We have spent more time on WWE than we have in a very long time. And it just takes, you know, sometimes it's just lighting that spark and it just catches. And this is that 5-year story of this company, the way that this company has operated over the last five years. But more so since Vince McMahon's exit from creative and from everything else, has told you, like, okay, they are willing to take some risks. And this show was a very different style show.
Yeah.
You got Gunther and Otis. Gunther kept attacking Otis. Gunther defeated Otis. This caused Akira Tozawa to jump into the ring and try to attack Gunther. Mm-hmm. Jey Uso came out. He would make the save. Austin Theory and Grayson Waller would take out Uso. While he was celebrating, Gunther slapped the sleeper hold on him, and Uso went to sleep.
This is also, I'm gonna say two things. One, I do feel like in the last couple of years, this is the best the WWE undercard has been. Like you're still wildly entertained, by whatever else is happening. Point number two, we have another super chat from Bushin Ryu Cat, unrelated. WrestleMania Night 1, Bianca Belair, Naomi, Jade, and Rhea in a fatal four-way. Winner earns the right to have a triple threat with Sky and Belair on Night 2.
That's very cool. I like that, too. That's a fun
I like
one.
That, too. That's good. Because you know Jade needs a giant WrestleMania moment, right?
I think she's going to get it.
Yeah.
I'm yelling at Jess because she's sending me Hunter's communion invites and asking for my thoughts on it, and I said I'm doing a show. I can't give you thoughts on an invitation.
May 3rd, baby.
It's his birthday
May
too.
May 3rd, baby. I know that's cool. Is he pumped or what?
Yeah, we're doing that. Bourbon Street,
just
dude.
Like, is he just like, it's my birthday? Damn it.
No, he's crazy. He goes with the flow. That kid. He's easy. Yeah. WWE Women's Intercontinental Championship. Lyra Valkyria defeated Ivy Nile. Ivy Nile is very impressive looking.
Yes.
Very impressive looking. CM Punk and Seth Rollins are shown continuing to brawl backstage and into the parking lot. Adam Pearce makes a cage match between the two for next week at MSG.
We should try to go to that.
I cannot go next week.
Oh, no? Okay.
Yeah. We got that other show, too, and I cannot go to that one either. It's
Oh, that's right.
My schedule is bonkers.
I might go to the MSG show. I might sit there like Highlander at the opening scene of Highlander.
Yeah.
He's in a trench coat.
Yeah. You listen, you do your schmoozing, you'll get in.
I will be ringside.
I know that, you know, one thing that I wish they would do is bring back that old school cage.
Oh, same here, man.
I don't want to hear how unforgiving it is.
Yeah.
Stew it once. Bring it back just for one. Do it in the garden. That's a garden thing, right? A vignette was showing Chad Gable walking around looking for luchadors. I guess this is kind of leading into Phoenix coming in, huh?
Oh, dude. Can't wait.
Yeah.
Can't wait. Does Phoenix debut on the main roster? Does Phoenix debut in NXT?
No. Like, main roster with his brother. You could. I mean, think about it, dude. Mm-hmm. Put them together and give the tag titles to them. They'll be fantastic.
So that you're going to already up there. I agree 100%. I think you're already getting like that built-in thing where it's Penta and Phoenix versus Pete Dunne. And I totally forgot the guy's name. I'm like spacing out right now. The other Imperium. Kaiser. Ludwig Kaiser.
Okay, yeah, Kaiser.
Yeah. So you Pete Dunne, Ludwig Kaiser versus Phoenix and Penta.
Oh, great.
I think that's you're getting that, right?
Yeah. Love that. I lost my notes. Where are we?
World Tag Team Championship, the War Raiders. Defeated American Maid, the Creed Brothers. Good. I think the tag division needs a little more juice.
They're getting there. I think with DIY and Motor City Machine Guns and the War Raiders coming back, and you put the Lucha Bros together, you have created something here. Why not? Emphasize that? You have the ability to get two guys over into a mega way. Why not take that risk? It doesn't require a lot of effort. These are great wrestlers. In a tag match, generally, that's what it comes down to.
Do you think that they'll still retain the name Lucha Brothers?
I think they could, yeah. I don't think that's trademarked. I think they've been using that for a long time. Or you call them whatever, Phoenix and... It may be theirs, yeah.
Okay.
It may be theirs. Yeah. Women's Championship. WWE Women's Championship on the line. Io Sky, Rhea Ripley. Now, people did not think Io was winning this. I think this was... Right. But when I saw it's in the main event... I mean, I kind of felt it was a title match. So it would be in the main event. So when I saw it's in the main event, I knew that they would add something to it. I didn't know it was going to be a title switch.
Yeah.
It picked up in the middle. This got really busy. Rhea got distracted by arguing with Bianca, which gave Io a chance to recover. Reversed the Riptide into a Hurricanrana, hit the over the moonsault, and captures the title. Rhea Ripley was very upset at ringside, and later in an interview said that she blamed herself for taking her eye off the ball. Is this leading to a triple threat? It looks it. It looks like this is a triple threat match for the Women's World Championship. WWE
I'm cool with that. I'm totally cool with the swerve. I feel like WWE as a whole is starting to get more comfortable with the Netflix situation. You know, it just feels a little, I don't want to say it feels more edgy, but I feel like they're taking more chances, if that makes sense.
No, I mean, it does feel more edgy for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. And you look at that pay-per-view, Cody was bleeding. How did he get that? Yeah. How did he start bleeding?
It wasn't from the Travis Scott bop on the head, right?
Well, the Travis Scott bop on the ear busted his eardrum, according to Dave.
Really nuts. Really nuts.
But did Cody start bleeding the hard way?
And you never know, man. Like what is typical now?
I'm far more okay with. You know, remember the whole self-mutilation thing a couple years ago?
Oh, yeah,
self-mutilation. Yeah, yeah. You know what? I'm far more comfortable with somebody doing that than having to get punched in the face, really, to start bleeding.
Right. And Cody also, like, people forget, man. Like, in AEW, Cody did matches that...
Oh, here we go. Look at the comment.
What's the comment?
Look at the screen. Fight me, Zarian.
And
then she has another one. And she goes, I'll bust your eardrum. Do you know last night she was messaging me with photos of my house and my kid's school and my wife and my car? She is the stalker.
Trying to dox you?
She's like DDP and I'm the Undertaker.
Oh no.
She's like, I'm coming for Jess.
I did mention you yesterday, Isa, and to talk about how much you love Bad Bunny. And it was in a conversation about Bad Bunny. And I was like, oh, I know a young lady.
I know a young lady that loves that Bad Bunny.
I know a young lady in Puerto Rico that loves Bad Bunny and Roman Reigns. Like nobody's business.
I'm going to fight her.
I really want to see this.
It's going to happen.
Unsanctioned.
I told you what I'm doing to her. Mandible claw. Just a mandible claw. In Midtown. I want people to freak out and just record it and be like, I can't believe this man is attacking this lady.
I don't want you to get hurt, but I do want to see her deliver a Canadian destroyer to you. in Midtown Manhattan, just like you go for the hug hello and she just gives you a Canadian destroyer. Yeah.
No, I'm running away from her. She's so violent. She's crazy. Crazy, that Issa. Crazy. Mm-hmm. This was a great Raw, man. Fantastic Raw. SmackDown. We have Chelsea Green and Mitchin in a street fight. Great. Cody Rhodes to address WWE Elimination Chamber. Randy Orton appearance. Jade Cargill appearance. Maybe we get a John Cena appearance, or maybe not. Maybe we get it next week. Maybe we get a Rock appearance. Maybe not. Maybe we get it next week. Raw, you got a steel cage match live from Madison Square Garden. CM Fantastic. Punk, Seth Rollins, does Roman Reigns appear? It's at the Garden, so maybe. Tornado tag match, LWO, Dragon Lee and Rey Mysterio versus The New Day. You know, what if there's some sort of beatdown on Dragon Lee and Rey Mysterio? Here comes Penta for the save. He gets taken out, and here comes Rey Fenix. You could do it. AJ Styles calls out Logan Paul and Jey Uso versus Grayson Waller. Very cool.
Looks like a good lineup.
Looks like a very good lineup. Very, very
good.
We got
NXT tonight.
Yes.
NXT tonight, you have the NXT North American Championship, Tony D'Angelo versus Sean Spears. Good stuff. Kalani Jordan versus Jada Parker, Chelsea Green and Piper Niven. Chelsea Green doing a lot of work. Chelsea Green and Piper Niven versus Sol Ruka and Azaria. And the Hardy Boys.
Excuse me, who?
Zarya.
You know, you can't cut my one letter off my last name and make it your gimmick. You can't
do that. That wouldn't be your NXT name.
No, I would be a Sabu. That's what they would do to me. I'd be one of those. This would be it. By the way, look at this awesome shirt I got.
It's a great shirt.
I don't know where I got it from. I bought it a while ago, and then I found it.
EC Dubs, bro.
I can't believe I used to go to that fucking Elks Lodge.
You know what's funny? It's like you have an ECW shirt. You have the ECW sign, and I also left you an ECW jersey.
Yeah, we're ECW marks.
The studio. Yeah, I know. It's so nuts.
Yeah.
Gladly ECW marks.
Yeah, it's fantastic. This week, Dynamite, Cope versus Wheeler Yuta, Swerve Strickland and Ricochet, AEW Revolution contract signing. We got Revolution this weekend. It's a Sunday show, right? Is it Sunday or Saturday? Sunday, yes.
It's Sunday, yeah.
Ugh.
Sadly.
Ugh.
Exactly.
Sunday pay-per-view.
Yo,
my tum-tum.
Pay-per-views. Are you doing the Hogan?
You know what? I want that to happen. I want that to be the move between John Cena and Cody.
That his tum-tum's fucked up?
My tum-tum. That's what Hogan said to him.
We are so spoiled by Saturday pay-per-views at this point. I want a Saturday pay-per-view that starts at 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah, and dude, AEW needs to move it. Start the show at 6, start the show at 7. Why does it matter? Why does it matter? 4 p.m.
4 p.m. Start
Eastern.
The show. AEW had that fakakta timing with that Grand Slam Australia. Why can't they do a 4 p.m. Eastern time pay-per-view
for
Revolution? We have the AEW World Championship. John Moxley,
you know what's a perfect time? You know what I really want? Give me the pay-per-views at 2 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
2 p.m. pay-per-view. Yeah. Everybody comes over, like in the summer. like a summer nice 2 p.m. pay-per-view. Everybody comes over. We have some drinks. We cook beforehand. Make a couple kebabs. You go to Astoria. Go to your kebab guy. Buy the souvlaki sticks. We put it on the grill. Fantastic afternoon. We did that for one of the shows. I think it was the Australia show, right? We brought...
I think it was a Saudi show.
It was a Saudi show. Yeah, yeah. We watched it in the yard.
Saudi show. Yeah. Yeah. And we had it on the on an iPad in the yard, and we were all just like destroying beers and kebabs all afternoon, and it was fantastic.
Yeah. That was Hot Boy Summer. What is this one?
Hot Boy
this
summer.
One, we're going into Big Booty Summer, right?
We're doing Big Booty Summer this
year. Rich and I are only doing squats from now to August. Every day, thousands.
Last year was Yacht Rock Summer.
Last year was Yacht Rock Summer, yeah.
This year's going to be Big Booty Summer.
Yeah. Yeah. We need you have no idea. You people have no idea how out of control my house is, where random people are on my roof. What were we throwing at the crazy one on the roof?
We were throwing beers at her. And
rice balls. Rice balls.
And when we ran out of beers, we were throwing rice balls at her.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's
so good.
Welcome to my house. AW Revolution this Sunday. You have John Moxley, Cope, for the AW World Championship. You got a steel cage
match. I think Cope's taking
it. I don't know what they'll do. I want them to do something. They got to do something different. I don't know what it'll be. Steel cage match. Will Ospreay, Kyle Fletcher. That'll be a great match, too.
Great.
AW International Championship. Takeshita versus Kenny Omega. That'll be another great match. MJF Hangman Page, that'll be another great match. Mercedes Moné, Momo Watanabe, that should be another great match. You're also going to get Swerve and Ricochet, that'll be another great match. And are we getting Okada on this card? Are they announcing a match for Okada?
I hope they do. I hope they announce one on Monday.
Unless this is
Wednesday.
Old.
Yeah, I think this is going to be, this is on paper, this is a banger effing pay-per-view.
Oh, yeah, there's way more matches. Here we go. Okay, so you got a trios match also. This is on 0 Hour. You got the Johnny TV collection, MXM collection, against, look at this team, Orange Cassidy, Big Boom AJ, and Mark Briscoe.
Hell yeah.
You got Swerve and Ricochet. You got Hangman and MJF. You have the Hurt Syndicate versus the Outrunners for the title.
Hell yeah.
Momo Watanabe and Mercedes Moné, like we said, Kyle Fletcher, Will Ospreay in a steel cage, Takeshita, Kenny Omega, you got Tony Storm, Mariah May, and John Moxley, Cope. Maybe they'll add another one.
Is Big Justice going to do a spear?
Dude, I want to see. I want him to do a spear, and the guy falls under the right under the ropes, and the Rizzler comes and does a bonsai drop.
Dude, are we involving the Rizzler?
The Rizzler has to be there.
This is the involvement of the Boom people, I feel, is the best carny thing we have.
It's hell on
in
earth
pro wrestning right
yeah
now.
It's hell on earth, dude.
Do you think we're going in that direction?
The Rapture's next. The Rapture's about to happen.
Is this the Book of Revelations where
yes,
lest ye see the Boom people?
it is the sign that the four horsemen of the apocalypse are headed.
Gabriel sounds his trumpet and the Boom guys are wrestling.
Yeah.
So good. Wait, look at this right here. Natalia is to compete at Josh Barnett's Bloodsport 13.
Yes. See, this
really
is,
again,
this, I like how wacky wrestling is now. I like how
same
wacky
here
it's become. And really, if you think about it, this is the smartest thing. If I'm WWE legal, this is the smartest thing you could do to counter the argument that they are independent contractors versus employees. Just saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look.
Yeah.
Look, and again, I'm not defending it. I think these people should have health care. I think they should be paid.
Yeah.
You know, they have a really good pay structure and everybody makes good money now. But, you know, you could do a little bit more. You could have some sort of retirement option. You could have something. You dedicate your life to this, especially someone like Natty that's been doing it since she was like 5 years old.
Right.
In vitro, you know.
Your job is throwing your head into the ground.
Maybe some sort of healthcare coverage or whatever would be beneficial. Again, not a political statement, just a human decency statement. I'm not saying unionize. I'm saying you got to do something, but this is a great way to say, look, if there's a lawsuit that comes out, like, listen, I'm not an independent contractor, which they are not. They're told what to wear. They're told what to show up. They're told what to do. Their argument is, look, this one is at Bloodsport. This one is in TNA. They could take bookings elsewhere. We actually help them get it. You know, it's. I would like to see Natty and Bloodsport. Fantastic
stuff. Yeah, I think so. I'm excited to see that. Do you think we're going to see more WWE people doing indies leading up to WrestleMania?
Yeah, I think this is going to be the norm now. I honestly think this is the new norm for this company, where you do little outside outlander stuff because they realize the optics battle is very important. Perception is everything. And they were perceived as being a very poor version of what wrestling could be. AEW came in, changed a lot of the mentality around this. And, you know, we've said this. I absolutely love AEW. I think it's fantastic. I like each week. Yeah. Generally, I enjoy every show. But you need to be realistic as to what you are competing for, what positioning you're competing for. They will not top WWE, and that's fine. They shouldn't. But they have their own identity. They could create something captivating. They could do something huge. You know, we talk about key moments that brought AEW together or New Japan. That Bullet Club stuff was fantastic. Now, Bullet Club was not in any position to take over WWE. New Japan was not going to have this big boom period and take over a number one position in the world globally for wrestling. But it did bring a lot of attention, and it changed a lot of stuff in wrestling, because guess what happened?
Yeah.
They saw the Bullet Club, WWE raided them, took them, and did their own version. Subpar version, but they did it.
They did it. Well, because it was at the time, 2013, when Bullet Club debuted, there was nothing, quote unquote, cool going on in wrestling.
No.
Right?
Like, no, there was not.
The quote unquote coolest thing that happened in wrestling, I feel like, pre-Bullet Club was maybe Aces and Eights, right?
I guess so. That was close.
With Bully Ray being the TNA champ, you know, like, it was close, but then Bullet Club made wrestling cool again. I'm using air quotes. You know, I feel like for us, we're so biased that wrestling was always cool. But, you know, like, remember when we got those Bullet Club shirts, man? Like, we'd go to a Met game.
Oh my God, we get stopped. We get mobbed.
MFers were just too sweet all day, you know?
I also think we lived in an area where it kind of like, it was like mass signaling. you know what I mean? Like, once that Bullet Club shirt came out, everybody that wore, like, apparently for some reason, like, everybody in our neighborhood decided that this is the coolest thing in the world. Everybody, you know, it was this return to your childhood of wearing a DX shirt or an NWO shirt. So everybody, I mean, Bob was wearing a Bullet Club shirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Like, oh, I love the Bullet Club.
And you and I have always too sweeted each other from the start of the show.
Yeah. But ours is different. It goes right to the butt. We too sweet each other right in the butt, right in the center of the butt.
That's how ours goes. I also, and I think our wives are on the same wavelength of, like, not really giving a shit about wrestling. Mm-hmm. But when, to this day, when something good happens, my wife will throw up the too sweet to me.
Yeah. Jess really liked the punk stuff. She's been high on him.
Okay.
Oh, there we go. I'm clipping that. Fightful Wrestling. Goes right on the butt. We too sweet right on the butt.
Just right directly in the hole.
Sometimes on the pecker.
Those are the best too sweets.
Oh, yeah. Those are the best too sweets.
It's all it's all consensual, by the way.
Always. Always consensual. It's always consensual.
Always consensual. You want to do some questions?
Yeah, let's do some questions, boys and girls. Submit them in the chat room. We will do our best to answer them.
You can super chat us too if you want.
Yeah.
this is from Bushin Ryu again. Bushin Ryu Cat says, so the story of Cody Rhodes is coming to an end, but can we admit what an amazing first 3 months of his defenses? The match versus AJ in France? Wow, that crowd. I agree with that.
Cody,
I don't
was
know
a great
if the
story's
coming to an end. Yes.
Yeah, great ambassador for the title. Yeah, great ambassador to the title. You know, listen, he's done. You know what's amazing? Someone posted like a side by side. It was Cody right before getting the title and Cody now. Okay. Dude, the bags under this guy's eyes.
Hey, it's tough, man. It's like being the president.
It gets to you. It's very demanding. Yeah. It psychologically it affects you. We've heard many stories. I mean, look at all the great champions, right? Look at Bret Hart. You all get poisoned by the ring.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody gets paranoid and everybody gets poisoned by that championship and you don't want to let it go. I was explaining to Jess how there's nothing like pro wrestling, because when Hugh Jackman is walking around, for the most part, people aren't screaming, "Look, it's Wolverine." It's Hugh Jackman. It is the only, I guess, job or in acting where your character is you to these people. They don't see anything else other than the character. They can't distinguish the difference. This is, for the most part, there's no other job. Like, you see, I don't know, even like television, right? Like TV shows. You know the actor, but you also know that they play a role. You don't call them by their acting name always. In wrestling,
I think there's a subtlety there where, like, I do feel like if Bruce Willis is in an airport, somebody will yell out, "Yo,
John McClane.
Aren't
you the diehard?
Yo, diehard." I would do that shit, you know?
Yeah, but you know what? You see Bruce Willis, you're like, "Oh, crap, it's Bruce Willis." You're not saying, "Oh, my God, it's John McClane."
Right. There is a subtlety there. I feel like if somebody saw, what's his name, Sheldon, people would just be like, "Oh, shit, it's Sheldon."
It's Sheldon, because you don't know his name.
Most people don't know. Because I don't know his name.
Can I ask you a question? Do you watch sure. Big Bang?
No, I think it's stupid.
Okay.
It's terrible.
How about Young Sheldon?
Let me finish.
Go ahead.
Let me cook here. Big Bang Theory, I feel like, is such a piece of shit show that did nothing for nerds. Like, I'm a fucking huge nerd, and I feel like that is a detriment to nerd culture.
That's all I'm
saying about that.
I never liked it. I tried it a couple times. Mm-hmm. Not my thing. But Young Sheldon is a drama.
Young Sheldon is a drama. I feel like another stupid move. People love that fucking show. I've seen clips, dude.
It's not bad. I've seen some clips. I would say it's better than Big Bang.
I might be alone here. I don't give a shit about How I Met Your Mother. I don't give a shit about Friends. I don't give a shit about Big Bang Theory.
You're going to get us canceled. You're getting us canceled.
Dude. I know. I'm sorry. Watch better fucking television, please.
How about The Office? You don't like The Office either.
And I don't watch the fucking Office. I'm sorry.
You don't watch The Office.
Yeah. Don't watch it. Don't care for it. I don't give a shit about Jim Office. Who fucking cares?
You don't care about Craig Robinson.
I do like... Oh, I hate Dwight. I do care about Craig Robinson, and I do like Steve Carell. But other than that... That's it. Oh, sorry.
I love this.
I know. I feel like I've turned off a lot of the Fightful fans with my personal rhetoric.
I'm sorry. You know what, though? This is the normal conversation we have at, like, always in my house, because Rich doesn't like many of, like, the beloved shows. And here we go. I hope everyone enjoyed the last episode of Beyond the Bell.
Oh, that's fucking Rob. I know that's Rob doing that shit.
Well, you harass that Rob. Boy. You harass him every Monday night.
I do. Everybody got a little behind the little inside baseball here. On Monday night,
we torment
Rob Wilkins does a fantastic job with setting up this show for us.
Yeah, he does
amazing.
And
does the graphics and everything. He does a great job. Much love to Rob. But I think he's a piece of shit. And he's not. But we do break his chops every fucking Monday on X. We're in a group chat, and I'm like, "Yo, Rob, why are you being such a fucking baby right now? Make a graphic for us." And, you know, he'll fucking do it. He gets it,
and he dishes back. He's really if any, I have to tell you, sometimes you meet people and you know, you don't know them, and you end up working with them, and you realize how tremendous they are. Rob is tremendous. Yes.
Rob is awesome. Rob's awesome. I really want Rob to come through. I always say, because we're lazy, we're not traveling anymore, I want people to come to us.
Yeah, come to us.
So I want Rob to come to us, visit New York. We'll fucking have a great time. I want MG. MG, I've only met once.
Our producer.
In Chicago. And that's it. Our producer, Mr. Gonzo. I want this guy to come to New York and have, like, a very Home Alone 2 adventure.
I would love that. We take him to the Plaza, dude.
We'll take you to the plaza. We'll order you a pizza, and then we'll put you in a fucking cab and say, "See you later."
I had a tremendous martini at the Plaza a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love, you know, that's my thing, right? You know, that's my deal. Sometimes I just go to a hotel bar and I just order a nice martini. Just like midday.
Nothing beats the Sardi's martini.
Oh, dude, Sardi's martini is great.
In Midtown Manhattan.
I was at Tony DiNapoli's on Saturday. Fantastic.
Yeah. What'd you have? Did you have a martini?
I did not. No. Just wine.
This is also going to blow people's... Shut up, MG. I'm fucking talking about martinis.
Yeah, hold on. Put him on the air. Yell at him while he's on the air. Now you get it. He's whispering in her ear.
We got to wrap the show up. Sorry, MG. That was meant to be more playful than hurtful. The Sardi's martini is the only martini I would pay that amount for.
I think it's $26?
Yes. Yeah. It is a $25, $26 martini that will get you right off the bat. It will get you effing wasted. And
dude, you know what's crazy? You know what's really nuts that you said Sardi's? I just got a text message. It's like wavelengths. I'm in a group chat with Jess and Bob, and Bob is talking about Sardi's right now.
No.
Yeah, something about the Winter Garden Theater, and he wants to go to a show. And he's like,
he's we'll trying Sardi's to go see Phantom of the Opera?
Dude, Jess hates Phantom. I love Phantom.
Phantom's the best.
It's great.
Well, I know why your wife hates Phantom.
Well, you know the story. Her father was supposed to take her to Rent and decided that he didn't want to see Rent, so he took her to Phantom. He took her to Phantom.
Phantom is the best. Phantom, I think, is my favorite Broadway show.
Yeah.
You want to do more questions?
Yeah, let's do some.
Bushin Ryu Cat, again, what's Powerhouse Hobbs doing for Revolution?
I don't know. Maybe nothing. It doesn't seem like he's on there. Probably with Jericho. Okay. We'll see if they. Sure. Well, I mean, we got a show. You know, we got Wednesday to kind of figure that out.
Yeah. Paul Anthony Moss, Dom wants to recruit a new member for Judgment Day, probably leading to this person being the one to jump/kick Finn out. Who are your top choices for this new member?
I think it should be me and Goth Gear.
Oh, I would love it. I would love to see
Sad Goth Boy Andrew with in Goth. Hold on, I can do the hair.
Emo,
hold on,
let's see. Emo Andrew? Yeah, you could do the hair. I would like and that. You got to put your hat on Cali style. Nah, it's got to be more twisted in the back. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. Yep. Yep.
How are you?
give me Emo Andrew on a Tuesday morning, please.
I'm so sad. Dude, I'm acting like a real Aleister Black right now. Really sad.
Yo, there you go. There you go. You just answered the question.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There you go. Aleister Black joins. There you go. That's a good one.
What a great leader for Judgment Day, Aleister Black, right? Kick Finn out. Let Finn be a cool MF-er again. Let him do Bullet Club shit. Have him are we done with Bullet Club? Like, do you think there's a chance that we're gonna get him?
Nah, it's AJ, I think it's like, it's run its course for now.
It's run its course. Okay.
Yeah.
This is from JM Melegrito. How will you watch WWE Raw or SmackDown during their Europe events later this month, live or on demand?
I'm all for watching on demand. I don't need to catch it live. Like I'm saying, like I could watch it delayed, but
yeah.
Depending on the time and depending on where I'm at, I don't know how they're presenting this. Did they announce if it's going to be live? I guess it would have to be, right? Because it's Netflix. It doesn't matter. It's Netflix. I mean, SmackDown would have to be at the proper time because they're not going to air that live if it's in Europe. Unless they're running an afternoon show, whatever they're doing. But I think as far as Raw goes, they could do whatever they want. It's just airing on Netflix and they could save it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it really makes a difference, right?
Yeah.
Let's see. This is from Corey Page. WWE Raw on Netflix has been awesome. But do you think that WWE should consider streaming PLE events on Tubi? Or is it pronounced Tubby?
Tubi.
Tubby.
Well, no, I don't think they will because they're making so much money and I don't think Fox is going to give them what they're looking for. For the exclusivity.
Okay.
You know, the Peacock thing is interesting because there's another year left of that Peacock deal. I mean, it really makes sense just to move everything to Netflix and you have one uniformed product. I mean, that's really how it should go.
Yeah.
But it really is going to come down to who the highest bidder is. And same for UFC. Remember, UFC's their rights deal with ESPN is ending.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Dana was even talking about how it's like, well, you know, if it means more eyeballs, then we'll take less money. So I don't know what that means. Maybe they'll get a deal with Netflix, but Netflix doesn't have a pay-per-view structure. Does UFC eliminate the pay-per-view revenue? I think that would be a huge mistake because those pay-per-views are still generating tremendous, tremendous numbers.
Yeah.
I think the argument of the days of Ronda Rousey and Conor McGregor, when you had those two, I think it was a must pay-per-view. That would have been really dopey.
Right.
They're still doing great numbers, but they haven't really created those guys that is going to garner these millions and millions of pay-per-view buys. So I don't know. They're in an interesting moment here. I don't know what their direction is, but as far as WWE goes, I don't see Tubi being a player. I think if anything, it's going to be Netflix or they'll stay with Peacock.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. That's interesting. That's very interesting. Ready for another question?
Yeah, let's do it.
Marco Dominguez, pending the Cena title win at Mania, do we think this becomes a run that eventually brings the title back to Cody, or are we thinking Cena will crown someone new? I think Cena wins at Mania, drops at SummerSlam. Back to Cody.
You could do it back to Cody. You could have Punk. You could have someone else, and then it could go back to Cody. Yeah. You know, if you don't want to redo Cody and Cena, there's a lot of different avenues here. Also, there's also the Roman Reigns stuff, too, in this. You know, there's the Roman stuff. Because I don't think Roman's going to sit out of the world title position for far too much longer. I think you have to have... And again, remember, all these people are vying for that title.
Yes.
So
it's important. It's an important title now.
Very, very.
I think, let's fantasy book this a little bit. Let's say Cena wins at Mania. SummerSlam. Cena versus Punk. Punk wins.
That'd be great. That'd be fantastic. I'd be into that.
Who shows up at the end? Roman Reigns. And then you have your Punk Reigns program into like the end of the year.
You also have that weird thing where Heyman owes Punk a favor.
Right.
Where's that going? Dude, imagine if the third man is Lesnar.
Oh, insane. I want insanity. I feel like that's where we're headed. You know, I want crazy. Like, in a perfect world, we would get that Shield reunion, too.
Yeah.
This is from Rob. Can we go play Ding Dang Dong? I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
Do you know what Ding Dang Dong is?
MG,
do you know what that is? You don't know. Even you don't know what Ding Dang Dong is. Damn.
Well, Ding Dang Dong, it's Home Alone 2.
Okay.
It's a Home Alone 2 reference. Ding Dang Dong host. Guest of the new celebrity, okay. Ding Dang Dong, stay in the world-renowned Plaza Hotel.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Brian Knight asks, who is joining Judgment Day, Omos, Cross, or NXT talent?
Oh, you know what? Karrion Kross could join, too, because his group has been gutted.
He needs more spooky.
I'm telling you.
Why not?
He has to do this to his hair. Just this.
What about Alexa? Can we go out and you just have the emo hair?
Just like this?
Yeah. Put like put a lot of gel in it so it's like really stuck to your head.
Oh yeah. Like super flat?
Yeah.
As you boys and girls could tell, I didn't do my hair this morning. I ran out of hairspray. You know what hairspray I use? I only use one hairspray.
You know what it's called? Your hairspray,
big sexy hair. Big sexy hair.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Your hairspray closet is, this is the analogy, your hairspray closet is akin to Diddy's oil supply.
Oil, yeah. You know, there's a hole above the ozone, and it's over my house. Because of all the, I've been destroying the ozone layer with my big sexy hair.
I do love emo Andrew. Emo Andrew, I think, is the best.
I have really skinny jeans too. I could put those on and wear like a really like 2000s, mm-hmm. like a 2010 shirt.
I think you need skinny jeans and maybe an Ed Hardy shirt, and then do the emo hair.
I never did the Ed Hardy.
Exactly.
Never did the Ed Hardy. Exactly. Not for me.
Exactly.
All right. Let's do like two more questions.
We don't have any more.
Oh, okay. That's it? We're done?
Who let this is from Bush and Ryu again. Who let Wheeler Yuta into the studio?
Yeah, my beard is getting unruly. I need to trim this.
I say grow it out, dude.
Yeah.
Long hair, like, long beard. Let's see what happens.
Like just really long?
Yeah.
Like how long?
Like ZZ Top style.
Like Muhammad Atta long?
Yeah, like super, like as long as you can do it. Here we go. Okay, one more question. How should Io be booked as a champ, and how strong, how long, and who should dethrone her?
I don't think Io's going to hold that title too long. I think this is going to go into WrestleMania, and whoever wins, wins.
Mm-hmm. I think that's it. I think she might be losing that title at Mania, to be honest. And I think she's going to be a good heel champ where she avoids conflict, right?
I think she, all three of those, individuals in that match, they're fantastic. So I have no problem with, if the story makes sense, I think Bianca winning that would make a lot of sense. And it goes into some program with Jade, maybe Jade costs Bianca at WrestleMania. There's so many different avenues you could go on. Again, listen, man. A lot of people are questioning, are people going to be interested in that match for Rhea? Because we've seen her be so dominant.
Yeah.
And the big story for her was Liv for the year. That was the big story. And now we pivoted, and a lot of people were questioning, will it work? Will it work? How does Io play? Mm-hmm. I thought they did a brilliant job last night. Hunter's booking of don't know what'll happen next is something that people are tuning into. And SmackDown was one of the highest rated SmackDowns that they've done so far in USA. They had over 1.7 million viewers for a 3-hour SmackDown.
Yeah.
And then this I'm sure this Netflix number is going to be better than it's been. So they're on a roll right now. These guys are on a roll. It's fantastic. All right. Are we done?
I think we're done.
Okay, boys and girls. Appreciate you guys. Love each and every one of you. This is always a blast here on Fightful. You can follow me on X. Andrew Zarian, BTC Rich. If you want more Andrew and Rich, join us for Mat Men.
Mm-hmm.
Every Friday, 10:30 a.m. East. YouTube.com/MatMenPodcast. Fightful did a good job hiring y'all. Brian, thank you so much. That means a lot.
Yes, thank you.
He is the cute America's cutest teenager, Rich Stambolian. We'll see y'all next time. Bye-bye for now.
Hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family, all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at Aura.com/listen. That's AURA.com/listen.